When Robert applied to graduate school in computer science, Stanford was at the top of his list, followed by Cornell and Harvard. Stanford has the most rigorous program. While Harvard fosters a more nurturing atmosphere for its students, it isn't uncommon for first-year graduate students at Stanford and Carnegie Mellon to fail their qualifying exams. Stanford's program is also by far the most difficult to get into. Of 1,000 applicants each year, the graduate program admits just 30. Cornell, which ranks among the nation's top 10 graduate programs, is also very difficult to get into. Of 550 or so applicants, the school admits just 40 into each entering class. Robert gathered letters of recommendation from some of the most respected figures in computer science. Doug McIlroy from Bell Labs wrote one, and Mark Manasseh, for whom Robert had worked at Digital Palo Alto Research Center, wrote an effusive letter. "I fully believe that Robert will succeed at almost anything he undertakes," Manasseh wrote. Nonetheless, Stanford rejected him, partly because of his spotty academic record, possibly because his score on the math section of the standard graduate record exam, though high, wasn't a standout in the fiercely competitive Stanford applicant pool. But both Harvard and Cornell accepted him. His thesis advisor recommended against his staying at Harvard for graduate school. Perhaps it was time for a change, and Cornell was a renowned center of computer science theory. If Robert was to be faulted for anything, it was his tendency to allow himself to be seduced by the machines themselves, at the expense of a theoretical understanding. Robert's father, on the other hand, had such a strong mathematical foundation that he would instinctively bring mathematics to bear on problems that didn't appear mathematical at first. Cornell would be a perfect place for Robert to gain a better theoretical foothold on computer science. So Robert decided to go to Cornell. He spent his last summer in Cambridge working at a plum job. At the recommendation of Jamie Frankel, the same adjunct professor who had recommended Robert for one of the summer jobs at Digital, Robert spent the summer of 1988 at Thinking Machines Corporation in Cambridge. One of the most interesting companies to work for, Thinking Machines had developed a supercomputer based on massive parallelism, applying thousands of small processors rather than one or a handful of processors running at tremendous speed to divide up the burden of particularly numerically intensive tasks. The connection machine was being used for such applications as picking out ground structures from satellite photographs, predicting the behavior of molecules, and making three-dimensional maps. The company was doing so many interesting projects that any job there promised to be fun. Robert's principal project at Thinking Machines was to refine one of the sophisticated languages that took special advantage of the connection machine. On the side, he wrote a crossword puzzle generator, which took a blank pattern and a list of about 50,000 words and filled in the grid. The only manual labor was in writing clues for the words. It was a perfect use of the connection machine's ability to try out millions of combinations of words very quickly. By the end of the summer, he had a working puzzle generator. He was pleased enough with his work to send one of the puzzles to the crossword editor of the New York Times. To Robert's disappointment, the puzzle was rejected.